This is KP Holler reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. With me today from Albany Center Gallery in downtown Albany are Tony Iadesico, Executive Director of Albany Center Gallery, Justin Coe, owner of Son of Ag and organizer of AAPI Heritage Month 518, and Andrew Kwok, ACG Fellow and co-curator of the Threads exhibition coming up at ACG in celebration of AAPI Heritage Month. Welcome to you all.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank you
Thank you for having
thank
us.
you.
So for our listeners who may not be familiar, can you tell us a little bit about AAPI Heritage Month 518?
People are unfamiliar with what AAPI is. It's Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, and it's a month to recognize and honor the history, culture, contributions, and achievements of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the United States. This was really inspired by our lead organizer, Rachel Hye-yeon Ruprecht. She saw similar events like seen in Cincinnati and also in Memphis, and thought it would be a great idea to kind of emphasize our local AAPI people. So in the capital region, about 6% of the people fit within this group of Asian American and Pacific Islanders. And it's kind of a way that we can celebrate these people, show the diversity in our community, and also our contributions to our local communities. And this is a first time event, and hopefully it grows into something more representative of our community. This first year is kind of our warm markets, so just our direct contacts, but we hope that in the leading years that other people can get involved, and then we can also help highlight these folks.
So it looks like there are a variety of events happening throughout the month, but I want to start with one that is happening in collaboration with Albany Center Gallery, and that is the Threads exhibition, which is happening from April 30th to June 1st. Can you tell me about this exhibition, maybe who some of the artists are, who is curating this exhibition, and why it was important to include the fine arts as part of the celebration?
Yeah, so Threads is the name of our exhibition, and it's co-curated by myself, Ruby Silvius, and Ed Tixon. So we sent out a call for art, and we received a lot of submissions, and we thought it'd be important to showcase both emerging and established local oppie artists for this exhibition. And we wanted to not only, give credit to, I guess, what would be traditionally defined as Asian art. We also wanted to highlight what AAPI artists create, regardless of whether that fits that definition or not. So, in some case, this exhibition can also challenge this very notion of definition itself. And we just wanted to highlight community and to showcase more art and the skills that the local creatives can do.
So, in an exhibition that not only is attempting to challenge maybe some of the stereotypes about the types of work or art that Asian American and Pacific Islander may create, but also that you're co-curating, what are the challenges that that presented?
Yeah, so I mean, we kind of opened it up in the call for art. We opened it up to really anything. We didn't have, I guess, a theme for the exhibition. We just said, submit whatever you're making, whatever that may be. And so we kind of, from all the submissions, we've kind of noticed that the styles of the works were, not what I guess we would stereotypically consider as Asian art. And we thought that that was really powerful too. Obviously, we do have works that maybe is more traditional, and we don't want to discredit that at all. That's not the point of this exhibition, but we just want to, I guess, open the minds of our local community members that art is really everything. There's no boundaries, there's no limits. It shouldn't have any definitions.
And I think also adding on to what Andrew said, We have local high school students that are going to be in the show, all the way to international artists that live in this region that are also part in the show. So really, it's showing a wide range, but also many levels to really connect and inspire each artist. And there will be 27 artists' works on display, which is super exciting.
Wow, that's excellent to hear that there was thought put into how being a part of an exhibition like this can help connect people within a community who may not know each other or be familiar. Also, I'm seeing from the AAPI Heritage Month 518 website, there are a variety of other events. And this being a first time AAPI Heritage Month event in the 518, does this connect our region to a larger movement and community around celebrating Asian American Pacific Islander heritage?
Yes, for sure. I think naturally when people think of Asian culture, they kind of think about the local Thai restaurant or like the local restaurants that they go to. And they kind of put this connection to Asian culture with food. But I thought, yes, the food is very important to all our cultures. But I thought just educating the public or just introducing other aspects of our culture aside from food would be so important. And art being one of the most important that they can now maybe correlate Asian cultures and these different countries with their art or like the people within them and kind of just like get a better understanding of what makes that food the food it is and also the culture around it. And I think we have a Muay Thai boxing event going on. We have some food workshops, some basketball workshops, a gift wrapping workshop, and some other food and drink workshops. A lot of them are free. Some of them are paid, but everyone's welcome to come. And the date and time of these events are all throughout the month of May. And having our closing at the end of May or the start of June, it's pretty flexible. So whatever people have interest in or when they're available, I think there's a good group of events that people can check out to kind of learn about different cultures and these different countries.
So there will be a variety of events that will also showcase some of the different countries and cultures that make up the background of Asian American and Pacific Islanders. Is that part of dismantling stereotypes or ideas that Asian culture is a kind of monolith and that there's, you know, like one Asian culture?
I think it's very natural for people to think in that way, especially if they're never around other Asian people or these types of cultures. And I moved to the United States when I was 4 years old. So I am an American and I identify as an American, and probably the culture around what I've been around it has always been here. But I think it's natural for people to kind of assume that all the Asians that they see are Chinese or whatnot, because our history is heavily like tied to that. But just as like Caucasians have their different cultures of Irish, Scottish, Italian, whatever it is, that applies for every continent, I suppose. And I think just this month is to kind of just show that, hey, yes, we might come from a similar region, but our cultures can be very diverse and very different. And these are the ways that they are different. And these are the ways that we are similar. And I think just presenting this in a very collaborative way with the community kind of will be a positive way to do this. And I think it'll be fun for people.
Yeah. And added on to that, like for us or the gallery, this really started based on a conversation with Justin and I that we had at our gala. So even just showing how like conversations can connect but spark ideas. But really then from there, what can happen because of that partnership and collaboration. So
yes, always important to share your ideas with others. You never know where they may lead. So in this instance, it has led to the Threads exhibition, which is opening on Tuesday, April 30th, and will run through Saturday, June 1st at the Albany Center Gallery. If people want to find out more information about the Threads exhibition or about other events that are happening during AAPI Heritage Month, where can our listeners find that info?
People can find it at our website, AAPIHeritage518.com. We are open to start collecting for next year. So if people have different ideas or want to get involved, we welcome that. As we said before, hopefully this grows into something that becomes a bigger part of the Capital Region.
Thank you very much. This is KP Holler for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. My guests today have been Justin Coe, Tony Iadesico, and Andrew Kwok, here to speak with me about the Threads exhibition coming up at Albany Center Gallery, as well as Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month 518. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.